Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night, 46 minutes of shutout hockey. Your team got off to a good start. What positives did you take away from that part of the game?
Oh, I think certainly I was really happy with our compete level. I thought we had a great start. The first period was just really good hockey. Both teams were getting up and down the ice. I thought the pace was extremely fast. I thought we were efficient getting the puck out of the zone. We were efficient forcing the puck off the Gopher sticks through the neutral zone. Had some chances. We had an early flurry where the goalie was down and there was a loose puck. I thought our penalty kill had a real solid game, and we were able to score on the power play. So certainly a lot of positives, but at the end of the night, you come up short on the scoreboard, and against a team like Minnesota, it's imperative that when you get chances, you got to do your best to try to bury it. And once again, we got that one goal lead. We were never able to extend it, and they had a great last 12 minutes.
Talking with some of your players, they noticed, too, that Minnesota likes to set up those pretty plays. Your team is typically known for getting greasy goals around, scrumming around the net. Is that something you guys need to do here today?
Yeah, whatever. We'll do whatever we can to put the puck in the net, Kelly. And certainly, if we could make them, the nice, pretty passing plays, we would certainly do that. But, it's a combination of certainly the skill level that Minnesota has. And I thought as that game went on, that we looked like we were starting to get worn down a little bit. And that happens when you're playing defense as much as we were. And they capitalized. I thought their set goal was just a tremendous play by Panic to spot Cameron Easy down on the goal line like that and put it through three players the way she did. That was a very impressive play. But some of the other ones, there's things we could have done a little bit differently, I think, to maybe prevent them. And those are things that we'll continue to work on and continue to get better at.
You mentioned that 5-on-3 power play goal by Lauren Miller. How big of a setup was that by Berglund and Terrace?
Yeah, just we showed them on the film. We had two layers of people in front of the net. We had someone right smack in front of the goalie, and then we had another player out about 10 feet. So you get that double layer, and we've talked to how important that is. And Lauren shoots the puck so well. The passing obviously set her up in the right spot, and she finished. It was obviously a big goal at the time.
Brittany Mowat had a great game last night, despite giving up those three goals. What do you tell Britt going into game two to kind of keep her focused?
Oh, we don't have to say anything to her. She's a pro. She's a veteran. She's been through it. She gave us a chance like she does every time she's in the net. Certainly gave us a chance yesterday. Had a tremendous second period, I thought. It's just unfortunate that they tied it as soon as they did, because I think had that game continued on at 1-0, now things start to, maybe Minnesota starts squeezing the stick a little tighter, because she's done it to him before. She's ready to go. I talked to her last night. She felt good, and she's ready to go today.
What adjustments do you make, if any, as far as defensively, just to keep them out of the zone?
Well, again, we want to try to do a better job in the neutral zone, forcing them to get the puck off their stick. Because once they're if they're able to carry the puck in the zone, now they're able to do their cutbacks, and they're very good once they get the puck in the zone in terms of being able to set things up. And at that point now, we need to close quicker. We can't just stand and watch. We need to close quicker, try to force stalls, create turnovers and get the puck going, north as quick as we can. So combination of, again, being real good in the neutral zone, and then once they do get the puck in our zone, we need to close quicker, take time and space away quicker, force puck off stick quicker, get going the other way.
Earlier today, you hosted the Friends and Family event. You've got some great fans. How special are these Beaver women's hockey fans?
Oh, just tremendous. It seems to get bigger and bigger. More and more people seem to be joining that group. Obviously, the parents and family members are a big part of it, but there's a lot of people here in Bemidji that don't have family but are really invested in our program. It's just really, really special, and it's fun. It's a great opportunity to thank them and to get everybody together in a nice setting. Amber Frickland does such a great job of setting that up, and I know there's people that help her out, but it's always a fun event. We've done it in the past after games, but it just worked out that we were able to do it on a Saturday before a game, and obviously a series like this, it's even more people get interested. And I thought we had a great crowd yesterday. It was one of the best crowds we've had, and that was really fun to see.
It certainly was. And also this weekend, it's World Girls Hockey Weekend. Your team is hosting the U10 teams from Bemidji and Grand Rapids here today. How fun is it to kind of show those young kids what they could possibly be someday?
Oh, no question. It's a great opportunity for those young hockey players to watch, watch women's college hockey at the highest level and to have the defending national champions here as part of that day. It's really, really neat. And just a great thing that USA Hockey, Minnesota Hockey does to promote girls and women's hockey. And so anything we can do to help that, we're certainly gonna be involved.
It's game two. What does your team need to do to get a win here today?
Well, I think certainly we gotta have a great start, Kelly. I think that's really gonna be important to send a message to Minnesota that hey, we're here again. We're ready to battle. We don't want to be on our heels. So we got to be on our toes and ready to jump and hopefully. Force the issue to them, take the game to them, try to get pucks to the net again, get people to the net, see if we can't get a greasy one or two or maybe even a pretty one or two. We'll take them however we can get them, Kelly. So, but that's certainly going to be, I think it's going to be really important to have a good start. And again, our rush defense, our end zone defense has to be real solid. And, if we can spend more time in their zone, like I said yesterday, that's going to be to our advantage.
One last question for you, Coach. I saw your lineups today. You've got seven defensemen. Why'd you make that choice?
I wanted to get Bree Jordy back in the lineup. I thought she had a real strong game last Saturday. Obviously, I thought I'd challenge you a little bit because we're going to have some different people playing together at different times. But just to get an opportunity to get Bree in, obviously, I thought all six defensemen did a solid job yesterday, so didn't want to really take anybody out. And I just thought this would be the opportunity to get Bree a game against a real quality opponent like Minnesota.
Coach, good luck this afternoon. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thank you, Kelly.